Absentee ballots are still arriving at the Onondaga County Board of Elections, and commissioners are preparing to spend more than a week counting them. Democratic Commissioner Dustin Zarni reminds us that it's normal to count ballots after the election because military voters have regularly sent in their ballots from overseas. The county has received around 56,000 absentee ballots, and the counting will begin on Monday. Zarni says it could take a while.
We'll probably need all of next week, maybe the week after. It really depends on how slow the process goes because we have observers from the different campaigns that are close and they can slow down our count pretty quickly.
Zarni anticipates the absentees will lean towards Democratic candidates because they're favored with a 2-to-1 Democratic registration. In Onondaga County, Joe Biden leads by about 8 points, which Zarni expects to grow. In the 24th Congressional District, Republican Elections Commissioner Michelle Sardo says Congressman John Katko is currently in the lead. Sardo also believes it will take a full 9 days to count absentees, and then can be added to the record turnout of votes that were cast at the polls in the county.
177,892 people voted Election Day and early voting. That does not include absentees.
Voter registration in Onondaga County also broke records. Both county elections commissioners want to reassure the public that all votes count.
I believe all ballots always should be counted, no matter what the race. If they are legally cast absentee ballots, county and state election boards are obligated to count them and have them as part of their final tallies.
All ballots should be counted. I know there are some reasonings if people sign the ballots, and if they don't fill in the circle, then those are not read on the machines that they're scanned through.
Sardo says in 2008, about 285,000 registration forms were submitted, compared to this year's count of over 308,000. For those who voted by mail, you can track your absentee ballot status by going to onvote.net. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.